Now, ever since the Cambridge Analytica and Facebook data scandal, you might have noticed an influx of emails and notifications advising you that there have been changes to the privacy settings of a lot of companies. I've gotten a bunch. I'm sure you've probably noticed some too. Did you read them or did you just agree to them? Have you ever read them? I'm going to take one for the team. I just click agree, 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 which is a terrible habit, I know, but I am definitely not the only one who does it. Well, according to new research out of the Consumer Policy Research Centre, 94% of Australians don't actually read the privacy policies that apply to them. On the line now, we have Dr. Catherine Kemp, lecturer in the Faculty of Law at UNSW. Catherine, thanks so much for your time this morning.
That's a pleasure.
So how important is it for us to actually read all of the privacy policies that apply to us, knowing that so many people don't do it?
In theory, it's really important in that it should tell us what companies are doing with our personal information and give us some choice about whether they actually use our information in that way or not. In practice, it's very difficult to read these policies or understand them. And that's one of the important things that the Consumer Policy Research Centre's report showed us, is that we're not simply failing to read these policies because we're lazy or we don't care about our privacy. But in fact, many people say they are accepting these policies because they feel they have no choice in the matter or they simply don't understand the terms.
And is that accurate, you know, the feeling that we don't actually have a choice in the matter? Because I was certainly under the impression that if you didn't just click agree, it wouldn't let you move on to whatever it was you were trying to do.
Yes, in reality, we've got very little choice in the matter in Australia. It's legal here for companies to bundle their consent. And by bundling, we mean that it's legal for a company to say to you, if you want to receive this service, you need to agree to us taking and using your personal information that's necessary for this purpose, but you also need to give us this extra information for marketing purposes and to allow us to share with our business partners and the like. And you can't pick and choose between those essential uses and the unnecessary uses. And in other jurisdictions, like the European Union, the law forces companies to permit individuals to have that choice.
And so what kind of data is being shared that we might not actually realise it when we do hit that agree button?
It varies a lot. And apps are a big source of data sharing that some people don't realise. There's actually a lot of tracking of consumers via their mobile devices, their phones and their iPads, which have location services on them. And if you take a look in your location services on the settings of your phone, you may be surprised to discover how many apps are actually tracking your movements using those location services. Other aspects are tracking our behavior online, what we buy, what websites we visit, who we communicate with on social media, who we are friends with on social media. These are all aspects of our personal information that can be used and stored. And another activity that people aren't always aware of is data aggregation. So there are companies which exist purely to collect information about you from various different companies and to aggregate it, to put it all together, to create a profile on you so that you can get a 360-degree view of all of your demographic details, your name and date of birth and your family, your address, but also your lifestyle choices, your sexual orientation, sometimes mental illnesses, if they can discern that from your activities. The list goes on and on.
That is terrifying, to be honest.
It really is, yeah. And the more you find out about it and find out what that is then used for, the more surprising it gets. There are lists then created from that aggregated information that they will create lists of people who suffer from depression and anxiety, lists of people who suffer from sexually transmitted diseases, people who've been the victims of sexual assault. And the reason that they construct these lists is that it permits companies who are then interested in marketing to those kind of people to select a whole list to market to, often on the basis of their deepest vulnerabilities.
Oh, I hate that so much. So moving forward, what can we do as consumers? Should we take to reading these policies, or should the policies be changed?
Certainly, if you have the time, look at the policies and look in particular to see who they say they're sharing the information with. And if that doesn't make sense, if they say we're sharing it with our business partners, which is really a meaningless description, call a company and say, who are these businesses? Show that you're interested in their privacy policies. On a larger scale, we need to change our privacy law in Australia to bring it into line with international best practice, especially in this area of consent. And we've got a really good model to work from here, because this month there's a new law coming into effect in the European Union that's called the General Data Protection Regulation, and it sets much higher standards for consent. In fact, that General Data Protection Regulation is probably the reason we're receiving all of these emails trying to update privacy policies, because companies that operate internationally have to change their privacy policies to comply with that regulation. And that's why they're all scrambling now before May 25th, which is when the law comes into force. But that law sets much better standards for consent, requiring consent to be explicit, to require action on our part, to be unbundled so we get to pick and choose, and to be revocable. So that means we get to withdraw our consent if we later decide this company is not trustworthy enough, we want to back out of this, and we want to go back on our original okay. That is lawful in the EU, and it should be lawful here.
Well, it sounds like the future is potentially brighter than it may have seemed a few months back. Catherine, thank you so much for your time this morning.
That's a pleasure.
Dr. Catherine Kemp there, giving us the fine print on reading privacy policies. As she mentioned, I know personally I've got a million emails over the last few weeks asking me to update all these things, and potentially just clicking yes, okay, accept, wonderful, maybe not the best course of action.